J04WWZ.
This is KD2BNG. How you doing?
How are you tonight, sir?
Just trying to get my life together. I bought a car that would be good for ham radio. Ford Taurus police car.
Glenn, I'm trying to get ready for the net and figured I'd reach out to see if I could get a radio check and make sure my station's working all right. You mind giving me a radio check real quick?
About five, you're fine.
Glenn, let me go ahead and get my paperwork ready and get ready for the net. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and we'll see you here in a few minutes on the net. This is KO4NUE standing by for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight, we'll start with the pre-check-ins, starting with... FCM, Mr. Fred, and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, and Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Male and Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, and KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KO4KFS, Mr. Tommy in Greenville, N4RLX, Pilot in Cross Anchor, South Carolina, KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, and AF4SX, Miss Marie in Honeypath, and KF4NXY, Mr. David in Honeypath, KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, and KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, also in Piedmont. KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn in Gray Court, and K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael in Central. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check functions tonight. We'll move through EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
I would like to welcome via EchoLink tonight, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, hope you are doing well tonight, sir, and I'll be back around for you in just a little while. All right, with that, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll go ahead and start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Thank you for calling today this evening. Please check in Kilowatt Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, that's KA3GACA, and my name is Richard, the one with the solid red light on the phone. And my wife, Sally, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4GACA, and Miss Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima. Ashley, from Simpsonville, negative and negative.
Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
KO 4, NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I hope you and Anna are well, and hope you all are looking forward to Merry Christmas. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic.
4NUE. Dad, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
NUE. 4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no comment.
Group, before we get started, let me go ahead and take an opportunity and check in my wife, KO4RYP, who's here in the ham shack with me tonight. And also, we'd like to welcome KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. He brings along his wife, Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, all in Simpsonville. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, Mr. Jerry, N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up in Fletcher. Sid, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas to you, sir. Also, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna in Greer. Also, Mr. Andy, KI4LZI in Table Rock. Andy, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. And K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. All right, let me make one more call for this group. Any station, India 3 Lima, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. K Kilo 4 and an H. My name is Fred, full MP Mont tonight. 750 Chap is in on all the net, be negative and negative tonight.
NUE. For 2, November Victor Yankee, N2NDY, J out Lake Lure. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4 NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Stinsville. I'll be negative and negative as of yesterday. A general ham operator.
Let's back up and recognize KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Fred, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And you be safe out there tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome November 2, November Victor Yankee. That's Mr. J up in Lake Lure, North Carolina. J, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And also, we'd like to offer congratulations to Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, for getting his general ticket. And Lloyd would like to say congratulations to you, sir. I know that's quite an accomplishment and quite a feat. So congratulations to you, sir. All right. With that, any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Dad, this is KK4ONO. Did you get a bite chicken?
Actually, I did. I was going to stop and talk to you for a few seconds. And I put a special character by your name because I wanted to just see how you were doing. And I'd be daggum if that special character didn't throw me. So, we would like to welcome KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. And Miss Lorena, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's nice to hear your voice, and I always listen for you on the net. And I like it better when you check in over Mr. Rick. So don't tell him I said that, though. But at any rate, Merry Christmas to you, ma'am, and it was nice to hear from you tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
04 NUE. Chad, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative once again. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
QE. This is Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Uniform Echo, KG4RUE. Gary and Anderson, no comment, no traffic.
For NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo, Robert on affordable. I'll be negative and negative, 73.
Net would like to welcome November November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. Tom, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Please tell Miss Bernice that me and Anna said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KG4RUE. That's Mr. Gary in Anderson. And also Mr. Robert, portable tonight, and Joanna, KD4SRR. And Mr. Robert, I have a question for you tonight, sir. Robert must have slipped on out, so we'll move on down the log to any station, Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Chad? Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Zulu. KO4, WWZ. Location is Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net. Good day, sir.
Bro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I am mobile in Lawrence County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
I'd like to welcome KO4WWZ. That's Mr. Chandler in Easley. Chandler, it's been a while, sir. Nice to hear from you. Glad you checked in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod from the land of Wads. And K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy, mobiling around in southern Greenville County. Tommy, you be safe out there tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll ask for any other stations, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith Portable at Haywood Mall.
Welcome, KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith in Haywood Mall. Good luck, Keith. Be safe going home tonight, sir. Please be safe. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and ask for any stations. I'm sorry. We'll move up to EchoLink stations real quick. Any stations, EchoLink only, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, good evening, Net Control. Please check in. KB0, KBJ, Steve, mobile in snowy, icy South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for comments.
Welcome, KB0, KBJ. That's Mr. Steve in South Dakota. Steve, you be careful on the road. I have you down for the comments, sir, and I'll be back around and get you here in just a few moments. All right, any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling me that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and congratulations to Lloyd on the upgrade. Good job.
QE, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
For NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The QTH is the Mill Village of Dunedin, South. I have no traffic, no comments.
NUE. Evening, Chad, Anna, and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna. All on the net. Hey, Steve.
4NUE. Kurt in East Greenville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Say hello to your lovely bride. And it's good to be back on the net.
Back up and recognize what we have so far. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well. And also Mr. Roland down in Pickens, K1CJW. Roland, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also Mr. Kirk down in Dunedin, KM4BLH. Kirk, hope you're doing well tonight. Also KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, also in Easley. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4RMM. That's Mr. Kurt moguling around in Greenville. Kurt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, I will hang around for comments tonight.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I will be negative. Electric's got to say.
4NUE. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4NUE. Skin, Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up in Candler. Harry, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Also, W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylors. Gene, hope you're doing well, sir, and hope you have a Merry Christmas. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. Wendy, it's nice to hear from you. And you tell Mr. Mark we said hello. We'd also like to welcome him to the net as well, W2MJB in Simpsonville. All right, with that, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N4SMA, Johnson Greer, negative and negative.
38RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4NUE. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, mobile. 85 South, no traffic, no tables.
I'd like to welcome November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel. That's Mr. Josh in Greer. Josh, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, Mr. Ed up in Brevard, WD8RON. Ed, please tell the missus we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, 85 Southbound, November 4, Zulu, Blink. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. Shane, you be safe out there tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rags, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, what you been up to, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I finally got all the Christmas happiness out of the attic and outside and hooked up, and it all works, and that's good. On the first try, that's the first time that's happened, but in any event, you tell Miss Anna that this evening there is a meteor shower. It's the Geminids. It's Gemini. Orion's up. Let's see. Yeah, Gemini is up. The moon will come up in about... And she gets out there, if you get really clear skies, she gets out there and watches for a little while. She might be able to see a meteor or two. After the moon comes up, that's going to wash out, you know, a portion of the sky. And so some of the dimmer ones you won't be able to see, but still be able to see some bright ones. So tell her to grab the lawn chair, a blanket, her favorite beverage, and get on out there and see if she can't catch a meteor. As far as any solar activity, there's about a minor chance over the next 3 days of a minor to moderate radio blackout, but nothing of any great moment. And Orion is up, Gemini is up, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn are all up right now. And if you got something anywhere resembling clear skies, I've got partly cloudy up here, but I can see a few things. Head on out there and see what you can see.
Well, first thing I'll tell you is that's not going to happen tonight. It's so cloudy down here. We couldn't even see a meteor if we thought about it. Couldn't even see the moon. But we'll keep trying. Second thing I want to tell you is that, talking about getting things out of the attic, that's a bad word around here, the attic, because I'm usually the one that has to get up there and dig that stuff out. And I don't like going up there, and I don't like coming down from there. So every year at the end of Christmas, I usually just stand on the bottom floor and just throw it all in the attic. And that's been happening now for about 18 years. So every year it just gets worse. And, the Christmas lights, they don't fare too well when you, throw them up into the attic. So this year, I have spent more time with my own meter trying to fix Christmas lights. You know, the kind that's made offshore that are only intended to last for like 3 hours. This year, I decided, since I've been building my own electric circuits, that now I'm an electrical expert, so I decided I was going to start fixing Chinese Christmas lights. And, after the last couple of days, we're going to throw everything away and just go buy new ones every year.
Take a moment there to giggle, but yeah, fortunately, I have a walk-in attic, so I don't have that problem. I still have to walk up the stairs to the second floor, which is getting harder and harder as time goes on. But in any event, yeah, if you're tossing your Christmas lights up in the attic, I suspect you're not going to work too well. Oh, Lord. I tell you what, Chad, I don't know what to tell you there, brother. Maybe you ought to store those things, somewhere else. just build you a building out back to put all the Christmas lights in, and then you don't have to, climb up into the attic and throw the stuff down and throw the stuff back up at the end of the season and all that kind of stuff. It might be easier and cheaper that way. I don't know.
4NUE with KN4RJN. So I have... We have just been kind of dealing with this for years, in that, let's just keep that because when we have grandkids, they're going to want to play with it. Or, let's do grandkids this and grandkids that. So, I think what we're going to do when I have first grandkid is I'm just going to send them up there and just lock the door behind them. Because there's enough stuff up there that we've been collecting for the past 18 years to where we just throw them some MREs and just let them babysit themselves. Because there's dollhouses, there's dolls, there's BB guns, there's Christmas lights. There's probably something up there to catch the house on fire, too. So, who knows? But I just... I have finally realized that, just because I've been waiting on the grandkids to get here so we can get the attic cleaned out. But something tells me that's not going to happen. But that's okay, too, we'll have fun with it. And that's part of it, I guess.
And for RJN, you might need a couple of storage buildings, one to put all your Christmas decorations and lights in, and the other to put all the stuff for the grandkids in. And you got enough room out there, you can build a couple of storage buildings out there and handle all that stuff. And that way you can send the grandkids out to the one with all the grandkid stuff in it, and if they burn that down, it won't burn the house down. And you can put them in there and again, throw in some MREs and lock the door behind them, and then they're good to go.
So we noticed last week, our grandmother passed away not long ago, and and sisters have divided things up when grandmother passed away, you know, what they could. And now Dad's bringing it out here to put in the attic. So now we got a mixture of grandkids and grandparents. And Anna just said the other day, honey, I don't know what we're going to do with that upstairs. It's just, it's turned into, you know, this uncontrollable thing. And I just told her, I said, we're not going to do a thing about it. I said, when we die, just let the kids deal with it. You know, that'll be just an amazing journey for them. We'll call it the never-ending story or the never-ending journey. And they can get up there and just have at it.
This is KN4RJN. Well, a wise man once told me that everything you drag into your house, sooner or later, somebody has to drag it out. He says, if you work it right, it won't be you. So now you're working on a third storage building, one for the grandkids, one for the Christmas lights, and one for all the grandparents' stuff. You're gonna have a compound going on there before too much longer.
Well, John, I've enjoyed it, but I've got quite a few people on the list. So if you don't mind, I'm going to move on down the log. Merry Christmas to you, sir, and I appreciate your report and appreciate you sharing with us. And you be safe, and we'll talk at you later. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Kurt, so next on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, KK4JBQ here. I'm all bundled up and trying to fight off the chills. What's the temperature in your house today?
Six.
And I got nothing on you. Really don't. Anyhow, Donna and I have had that conversation about lowering the temperatures as heating fuel rises. And we're going to back it down little by little. Little by little. And hope that we can manage with thicker blankets or, you know, gloves and hats in the house. I don't know. But my heart and my sincere understanding goes out to people who are dealing with the weather as the temperatures fall. I know there's lots of people who don't have it as well, as because there's nothing you can control about no heat. No control. Well, John, you and John have given me pause this evening about the increasing clutter in a house and who actually has to deal with it. Donna and I have no, what should I say, no relatives. We are the last of our line, each of us. Her parents are all gone, and she had no siblings, and my parents are gone, and no siblings, and you gave me pause and something to think about. We do have that stack of goods that's from her parents' home, yes, indeed, and then we have not an attic. They didn't build these homes with attics, but what they call Smurf doors. Tell me if you've ever heard of a Smurf door.
This is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. No, sir, not a Smurf door. I've heard of an entrance door or a ship's door or a hatch door, but I'm assuming Smurf insinuates being a smaller door.
What it is. And there is a room over the garage. It is called a bonus room. It's actually intended to be like a third bedroom or something like that. And It's built with hip walls. The walls are about shoulder high, not hip high, but it's still called hip walls because of the hip roof influence, I think. And years ago, we stored and went in and got out the Christmas trees and the decorations and such, but we haven't done that in some years now. We accumulated more cats, and right now there are three, and among them they can be, oh boy, just bring anything new into the house, especially anything that's a shiny bauble, and they will have it and chase it all over. So we had one little catastrophe after another with decorations and cats, so we wanted to keep the cats, as I'll put it that way. So the decorations stayed behind the Smurf doors in the bonus room. Yeah. And I haven't seen probably anything from the behind the Smurf doors in at least 10 years. I don't know what's in there now. But, so it's 66 in your house, and are you dealing with that okay?
Well, Larry, let me tell you the trick to that. So, one of my weaknesses is cold feet. If my feet get cold, I'll quit. I'll lay down on you in a minute. Because, I mean, you can't move, as much you can't do. And it just kind of just takes over my whole body. So I have to keep my feet warm. So the rest of my body can be just freezing. But if my feet are warm, I'm okay. So the trick to that is I've got a 70-amp power supply up underneath the desk in my ham shack. And I keep it turned on, you know, in case I need it. It's warmed up and ready to go. Well, that thing's just at the right height for my feet. So I'm kicked back, calling the net. I got my big old hot dogs up on that 70-amp amplifier. And it's nice and warm. Anna's over there wrapped up, about to freeze to death, but I'm good to go. So go get you a big amp, put it under your recliner, and just turn the thermostat down. Put your feet on it, put your stocking cap on, and you'll be good to go.
You would have an answer for that. And bless your heart, Anna. I know you've... at least he'll be bringing warm feet in. Think about that. Oh, my. So, I do believe that a lot of your heat goes out the top of your head. So the stocking cap is a sure thing every night. And I, with my dad, got myself some woolen socks. Woolen hunting socks. You may have seen them in some time or other. They're white with red tops and a red band at the top. Anyway, these things are serving me well. They keep my feet warm, and I agree with you. Cold feet is just no place to go. So with the head covered and the feet nicely wrapped, I can tolerate it, but I won't have a contest with you. We have it down to a couple degrees warmer than you have it, and it feels a little chilled. I can feel my ears, and my ears are cold. Oh, well, enough of this. I do hope everyone has a good night, and you two sleep well. Remember the stocking cap. And, Chad, it's good to talk with you. You and Anna have a great evening. And let's do this again tomorrow. KK4, JBQ, I'm clear.
Well, I appreciate it. Before I let you go, I'll let you know, when my dad took me hunting,
Years ago, I always wanted to go deer hunting with him. But he was always, you know, he's not old enough, or he's not big enough. So the first time he took me, it was my birthday, January 7th. And I was a little bitty fella. I carried a 30-30 lever action and carried some battery-powered socks, the big D-cell batteries that go up the top of the sock. And I remember Dad telling me when he put me at the deer stand, don't come out of the stand until I come and get you. And no complaining. Yes, sir. So we were hunting with three other fellas, so I want to be a big boy, you know, be one of the guys. So I got up on the deer stand, I don't know, an hour before daylight. And I don't know what it is, but just before the sun comes up, that's when it always gets the coldest. And those batteries and those socks went dead just about the time the sun came up. And my feet, I never will forget that, how cold my feet were. And they were like bricks. And I couldn't stand it. I had to come out of the stand. And when I came out of the stand, got to the bottom of the stand, there was a small buck. He was about 100 yards off. And he blew at me. And that big white tail went flashing through the woods. And I sat there with that rifle, cold feet, and disappointed because I blew an opportunity to shoot a buck over two D-cell batteries. So, 73's Larry. You have a nice evening, sir. Enjoyed the conversation. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that look like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. KBJ, Mr. Steve in South Dakota. Steve, how are you tonight, sir? Tell us about the weather in South Dakota.
Hey, good evening, Chad and all in that. KB0, KBJ here. Well, when I checked in, the power had been off, I don't know, 4 hours or so, 4 or 5 hours. So I was driving around checking out who had power, who had lights or not. A surprising amount of people don't. I think I've seen about 6 houses with lights on in them. And all but one, where some kind of, you can see, auxiliary lighting, battery powered or something. Only one guy had outside lighting on, so he must have had a generator. So they were getting, folks were getting kind of chilly. It's like 30-some degrees up here at the moment. Maybe just under that. And, seeing people starting to head for their cars, trying to keep warm. So, I had thought of this before when they said about we were supposed to get all this fun weather. And, I'd gotten a generator. So I had, had that wired in for some lights and furnace.
I'm just curious, what's the current temperature where you are now? Zero KBJ, KO4NUE. Zero KBJ, KO4NUE. Also, like we lost Mr. Steve. He just dropped off Echo Link, so Steve, be safe. I hope you're doing well, best you can. All right, with that, we'll move next on the list, which is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, go ahead, sir.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to the net. Been working on my winch and my mount the last couple of days. I've sent you some pictures. Did you get them?
I haven't looked at my phone. Tell me about the winch, and I'm going to tell you. Tell me about my day, and then you know why. But go on, let me hear all about it. You got it done?
Got it done. I took it, you know, we put it all together, and I took it all back apart. Went out there and got cleaned it all up real good. Painted it and let it dry yesterday, and day before yesterday, and then yesterday I put the second coat on it, let it dry overnight, went out there today, and it was dry. I figured it'd be a little tacky because it's been so damp, but it was dry, and I got it in here. First thing I did is I reached down and touched something, and it come off with black paint on my hand, and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. Finally figured out it was on that rubber grommet.
Okay, so I guess the rubber wouldn't let the air get underneath it or something, or wouldn't let it permeate and dry out, I guess. But that's all right, though. Go ahead and tell me about the rest of it. You got the wiring straightened out underneath. How's that look?
Yeah, I got all the wires straightened out. I ran the jumpers over from the solenoid and... on that side over to the other side where we put those pass-throughs, and got measuring and checking things, and got them close enough to the mount itself, the angle. I put me two straps on there and drilled me a little hole down there and put me two fasteners there to hold the wires as they went across so they won't be flapped. And got all the other wires run and got my control cable hooked up, got it mounted where we had drilled it out for. And so it's all one neat little package now. Ain't no wires draped down and falling down all over the place. So I'm anxious to get out there. Of course, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to get out and play with it any, but I'm going to get out there the next day or two, and when it quits raining, or if it rains or don't rain or whatnot, I'm not going out there to check everything out, maybe pull my tractor around with it or something.
KO4NUE with KI4DOS. All right, well, I'll take a look at the photos here in just a little bit, but... today, I went up to a fellow ham's house, and we started going through the simplex preamble for our simplex net. And, I had the preambles written out for the NCS and the alternate NCS, and I was just... so proud of myself because we, finally got this on paper, something that's doable. And I learned a very valuable lesson today that sometimes what's in my mind, nobody else can understand. Imagine that. But we finally came to a consensus that just wasn't going to work. So we hammered out a good beginning and decided that we'd take a break for a little while, and we'd pick back up on the exactly what to do on the traffic handling portion of it, because that's when it kind of gets a little complicated. So I'm kind of pleased with that, but my mind is spent. And I just could not for the life of me understand why, the ham I was telling this to why can't you understand? It's right here on paper. And then that's when I realized that, sometimes and things in my mind are not expressed correctly,
I gotta say is everybody don't think like you do.
Everybody does. You won't know the truth. But it was foreign to me that, and I went through it twice. Okay, well,
maybe I missed something. So we went back through the preambles, and it was just like, this ain't gonna work, Chad. There's no way this is gonna work. And I was taken aback for a few seconds. And then finally realized, okay, well, you know, let me just hear what's going on. So we're going to get a couple more people in the club involved and get some more people involved and try to work through, you know, kind of work through it. Because I'll be honest with you, when you hear one that announces that is executed properly, you don't think about it. Just flows and it happens, right? But when you have to write it and then find a way to teach it, boy, that changes things in its entirety. So, well, that's kind of what I've been struggling with, and it took just about every brain cell I had to get to this point. So I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, starting new tomorrow. But we got a busy day tomorrow, a good day tomorrow. But at any rate, I'm glad you got your wind straightened out, and maybe you can give me some pointers on or some ideas on the Simplex Net. Because when we get it on paper, we're gonna call you and let you be the litmus test if you would agree.
Mind you doing that, Chad, but I don't know that I'll try to have some insight and input into it, but I'm sure you and the other ham will get it all hammered out, get it going the way you want to. You said tomorrow is pretty busy for you. Well, the next 2 days is busy for me on this end. I got to... I don't have to. Joy got two doctor's appointments tomorrow. And then Thursday, she's got another doctor's appointment, and the little dog's got a doctor's appointment. So I guess I'm going to be in the road next couple of days going from pillar to post and back again. And all the doctor's appointments are nothing to be concerned with. It's all routine checkups and this sort of thing. But it's just the thought of having to go and get it all done. That's the part that's a little aggravating sometimes. But luckily it doesn't come around that often, and that's a good thing. The little dog, she had surgery this time last year over Christmas. That's what Joy and I gave each other for Christmas last year, was her surgery. And so now she's got to go in for her yearly well check and all of that. So other than that, I guess we'll be all right. And it's supposed to rain the next 2 days anyway. So come Friday, I'm hoping it'll be dry enough to get outside and do some other stuff.
You know, when you get ready to try your winch out, shoot me a video. Sorry, I got tied up and didn't see the pictures today. But I'll take a look at them shortly after the net. But good luck with your doctor's appointments. And like I said, I'm glad the winch turned out good. I know it looked good behind the truck. But I just want to let you know, I think it's very fitting that you have to put a winch on the back of that Chevrolet. You might need it one day.
You can pull a Dodge out of a ditch or up a hill or something. That's the reason all these Dodges and Fords, you see, got them on the front. Chevrolet don't need one on the front. They ain't going to get stuck. Anyway, that's all I got on this end of town, Chad. Good picking at you about the trucks, and I think I'm going to enjoy my winch the way we got it hooked up and the way I can use it. But in the meantime, you and Miss Anna have a great evening, what's left of it. Don't beat your head against the wall too hard tomorrow, and don't use up all your brain cells. You might want to use one for something else a little later.
73 there, my friend. I'll turn it back over to you. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Harry, it's a pleasure talking to you. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. All right, before we move on to the next on the start, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.